Well, I got to wrap this up. There are people who say, Dave, why are you spending all this time talking about these things? We need to talk about Jesus. Have you heard this? Oh, I got to show you something so interesting to me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There are people who say, I just want to be like Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You've heard this verse, haven't you? There's people that say, hey, we need to be like Paul. Just talk about Jesus, Pastor. Don't talk about all these other things. Well, let's look at 1 Corinthians here for a minute. Let's kind of go through here. Chapter 3. You are God's temple. Know you not that you're the temple of God? The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Verse 16. Look at chapter 4, the authority of the apostles. Look at chapter 5, moral standards. Chapter 6, Christians and the civil law. Should we take a brother to court? Purity among believers. Chapter 7, problems of the married and the unmarried. Chapter 8, Christian freedom and brotherly obligations. Chapter 9, Paul's apostleship. Chapter 10, Israel, the warning example that we not fall, flee from idolatry. The end of that, do all to the glory of God, there in chapter 10. Chapter 11, the veiling of women, the Lord's Supper. Chapter 12, spiritual gifts. Chapter 13, the way of love. Chapter 14, prophecy superior to tongues. Order in worship. Let all things be done decently and in order. Chapter 15, the resurrection. Chapter 16, contributions for the saints. What did Paul say? Nothing but Jesus. How's this work? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Friends, Jesus is synonymous with truth. To embrace truth is to embrace Jesus. We've got to talk about these things. And beyond that, what I've been talking about tonight, this is the spirit of prophecy. What does the Bible call the spirit of prophecy? The testimony of Jesus. How could it be any more Christ-centered than to repeat to the people of God the very testimony of Jesus at this crisis hour? This is Jesus' call to His people. Jesus is saying, I want you to do these things. If you don't do these things, there's going to be terrible results. I put before you life and death. Choose life. That's Jesus talking. Well, the question is, what do we do? When we discover the book of the law again, when we find out that the book of the law was lost in our own personal life, what do? You see, I know that this temptation, this deception is not strange to anyone here, right? The enemy has a way to make it of none effect for every single one of us, doesn't he? What do you do when the Holy Spirit shines the light? What do you do when you discover that the book of the law was lost in your own life? Well, let's go back to 2 Kings 22. Let's see what the story tells us about Josiah. Verse 11. 2 Kings 22:11, it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes. Now down here in verse 19, when the prophetess, isn't this interesting, by the way, in this story, there's a prophetess. Verse 19, because thine heart was tender and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord. This is the prophetess speaking to Josiah through the messenger. Because you have humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes. That's not all he did, is it? What does it say? Rent thy clothes and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Friend, what do? It's time to rend our clothes. It's time to weep. Oh, I've been in gatherings where these things were discussed and I've heard hooting and hollering about sin in the church. It's time to weep for sin in the church. Listen to this, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 209. At the time when the danger and depression of the church are greatest, the little company who are standing in the light will be sighing and crying for the abominations that are done in the land. But more especially will their prayers arise in behalf of the church because its members are doing after the manner of the world. And on page 211, it says, the class who do not feel grieved over their own spiritual declension, nor mourn over the sins of others, will be left without the seal of God. It's time to mourn. Friends, do we mourn over the sins of others? It's time to repent